and welcome to Farm Chatter. We're your hosts, Julia Miller and Donna Kuntz. This podcast follows the efforts of two women and their cats as we reinvent, rediscover, and create our modern homestead. We'll share our tips, tricks, successes, and fails. Keep coming back. It's going to get interesting. Hello, welcome back to Farm Chatter, the official podcast of Five Feline Farm. And we have been busy and have a lot of changes and updates to discuss today.
Yeah, every week. I know we say this every week, but...
But it's true every week.
Yeah, this week, again, this is November 1st, which is hard to believe, but it's a beautiful day.
It is. It's cold, though,
yeah,
I think.
Yeah, it's windy, so it's a little bit cool because of that, but you know, we're trying to wrap up some of the end of the gardening season, and actually we had Christmas lights installed on the house.
That's
this
right
week. We haven't turned them on for those haters out there.
We just looked at them.
Yeah, we looked at them. We have someone that does that for us, so he does it when he has time, and he had time last week, and so we have lights, so we'll be ready to go whenever we're ready to do that, and that's fun.
That's always exciting, because I think it just makes the house look beautiful, especially when it snows, although I'm not ready for snow.
No, I'm not ready for snow, because we have a lot of things to do before that, but...
We do, and you mentioned gardening. A long time ago, I thought that gardening was just spring through late summer. But I have found out that's not true.
At Five Feline Farm, it's year-round.
It is.
I'm at least thinking about gardening year-round.
Planning, thinking, but yes. You were doing a few things.
Yeah.
Well, and have some plans for the week.
Harvesting. Mm-hmm. We still, hopefully for a while, we will be, I'm hoping quite a while, because we have cold frames. So I'm hoping that we will at least have some spinach and lettuce and kale and all those kinds of things are doing great right now in the catdom. And ouch, sorry, I just got bit. Oh, wow, that doesn't happen on too many podcasts, I'm sure. But I was trying to get this little yellow kitten to stop playing with the calendar, and she bit me. So I digress a bit. So anyway, yes, we are still doing gardening, still harvesting, still eating fresh produce. But, you know, as we said, we have Christmas lights on the house, and it's time to start transitioning all those fall decorations, pumpkins, gourds, all that stuff. We recycle as much as we can. So the straw bales, I have used some to cover asparagus and onions and garlic and that sort of thing. And the rest are covered now. So we'll use them again in the spring. And, the pumpkins and gourds, we give those back to the wildlife and the deer and squirrels and all kinds of different wildlife love those. And we have a lot of them, so they're all over the place. And I also seed save. So I've been doing a lot of seed saving too. So it's busy time, never stops, but I love it, and the weather's been great.
So are those the kinds of things that you would be teaching in a course on gardening?
Sure. Yeah. I think those are the kinds of things that gardeners enjoy, because if you really love to garden, it's really sad when you feel like you don't have anything to do. So there's always something you can do. And even if it's, I got a new camera last week, something I've been wanting for a long time. And even if it's getting out in nature and taking pictures and dreaming of gardens and going to gardens, and, you know, there's always something.
All right. So, again, more to come as you develop that course.
Yeah, working on a course. I've been busy with that.
Yes, you have.
And that's fun, too.
It is. So we will continue to put more information out there on our courses. I'm writing one on how to build a cottage food business. And again, if those are things you're interested in, there will be a link in the show notes on how to sign up to be notified about that as it happens. The other thing we have discovered in running our own small business is that we have to be flexible.
Yes, especially in 2020.
That's right.
We've learned a whole lot this year about what we can do.
That's right. So we have made another decision about how we are going to operate our business in light of the increasing positivity rate of coronavirus in our area. And we really just don't want to put anyone at risk or take any chances. And our mercantile building is small.
Yeah, it's a small building.
And we've done a lot of mitigation with that in terms of sanitizing, cleaning, requiring masks, keeping to one household at a time inside. But still, in general, the community has numbers increasing. So we've made another change and decision. So do you want to share a little about what our plan is with that?
Yeah, I mean, we're excited about this.
Oh, I'm thrilled.
And, you know, it's one of those things, it's sad to have to close the Merc again. And again, we're not required to do that.
Right.
We just feel like it's the safest thing to do for our customers and, quite frankly, for us, too. And we offer products that encourage people to pick up and smell, and, you know, because we have balms and those sorts of things. And that's just not something we can do right now.
Exactly.
And the last thing that we want is for anyone to get sick because they came to Five Feline Farm.
Right.
And so we are going to bring the farm to you.
Yay!
So the Carrot Mobile will be out and about again.
That is the part that I am most excited about.
Yeah, it's fun. We love doing deliveries.
We really do. So we will have a pickup option on Friday afternoons between noon and 4, and then a delivery option within a 10-mile radius of the farm on Saturday mornings.
10-mile radius from the farm is much more than what we expected.
Oh, yeah.
It takes in Charleston, Casey, Westfield, Ashmore. So it's a pretty good size area. So we will deliver to those areas for free.
Yes.
And anything that we sell at the farm, baked goods, any of that, you can order and we'll bring right to your door.
All of our Five Feline Farm products are available. And the best way to get those is to get online on our online store, place your order, and you will have the option at checkout to indicate if you would like to pick it up yourself on Friday afternoon, if you would like for us to deliver in that delivery area that you described, or if you spend more than $5 and you live in the United States, we will mail it to you, except for, unfortunately, our food products.
Yeah, we can't do that, but everything else.
We have a lot of other things.
Oh, yeah.
And additionally, in the next couple of days, I will have loaded those other products that we have, such as jewelry by Kathy Olson and beautiful botanical prints by Lynn Kleck and gorgeous artwork in cards and pictures by Cheryl Burkhead.
Yeah, so we will not only have, I mean, really, we're going to bring the Merc completely online. So you'll be able to choose whatever you want. I've been making cat soaps, which, you know, I love those.
Those are fun.
And we've made a boatload of cat toys again. So we have a lot of holiday patterns. You know, if you want something specifically, say you want like a purple cat soap, we can send you that. You know, so it's not quite the same as picking out your own goods. But I think we can do a pretty good job. And before, when we did delivery of just produce, people loved it.
It was a lot of fun for us in making our route. And I think people enjoyed having our products right at their door.
Yeah, so they don't have to come out, and we'll just bring it right to them. And most people prepay. So it's just a drop off at the door and
no contact
we're
delivery.
We're kind of Santa-like.
We are Santa-like.
Yeah.
And if you have any special requests when you place your order, there is a place where you can make a note to us as you place your order. For example, if you have a particular color, like you mentioned, of a cat soap or something, we can try to fill that order or communicate with you what's available. So just fill in the comments and we'll be happy to get you exactly what you want.
Yeah, and you have all the scents already loaded. Yes. For both soaps and shampoo bars and balms. So we have all of those things ready to go. The jewelry, yesterday we got pictures of the different jewelry and different other artwork that we have available, which, talk about great gift ideas.
Oh my.
I mean, handmade, we have some really talented people that are part of what we can offer at the Merc, and it's just cool. So good stuff. We'll bring it to you, free shipping. I think it's a pretty darn good deal.
I think it is.
I will miss the contact with humans.
Yes.
But you know, we can wave.
And we're excited about taking that next step where we can make sure that all of our customers and friends are healthy. So we're doing our part.
Yeah, and another exciting, I mean, we have just been on a roll lately. And English muffin.
English muffin.
Okay, that's not that funny. But English muffins, so if you are new to the farm, English muffins are becoming a thing.
They are.
And you make fresh baked English muffins, and you rotate that. We've been doing that in the Merc. Do scones, pies, and English muffins, usually a rotation of those. You had decided you weren't going to do English muffins, and people were really sad about it because they're time consuming. Well, you're figuring it all out.
I am. I have done a lot of thinking and planning and experimenting, and I have found a way that I can increase the production in a reasonable fashion. So, English muffins are a thing.
They are a thing, and they're hard to get because the people that have been able to get them love them, and they almost sell out. I mean, we barely get them advertised, and they're sold out.
Right.
So, I think that we may do something with that, so those English muffin fans might be able to get an early notice.
That's right. We are starting the 5 Feline Farm English Muffin Fan Club, which is kind of a mouthful, but attached to this podcast in our show notes, you will notice a link where you can enter your email address. Even if you're already on our email list, this won't add you twice, but we will tag you and know that you are interested in English muffins. And we will make a list and you will get first notice when English muffins are going to be in the oven.
Yeah, because we have had so many people that have said, next time you offer these, I want some.
Right.
And it's gotten to the point where, I mean, when there were one or two or three, or, you know, it's like, okay, we can remember those. There's been so many, we can't remember them all.
I can't remember everyone.
So it's time. We're going to start this fan club, and people will be first to be notified when the English muffins are on their way. And we'll even deliver them in the... I guess we'll call it the carrot mobile. I was going to call it like the muffin mobile, but
I think it's still going to have to be the carrot
mobile. Yeah, we'll do
mobile.
More than muffins, and we won't actually be delivering carrots, but that's 5 Feline Farm way. Anyway,
right.
So there you have it.
So as a heads up, English muffins will be offered on Friday the 6th of November and Saturday the 7th of November.
Ooh.
So you will be able to order this coming weekend. Don't miss it.
That's right. So there you have it. We are busy and lots of changes, but we're excited about those. We feel like it'll be better for our business. It'll be better for our customers. And it's a service that we can do and something that we love.
That's right.
Until next time.
See ya.
See ya.
Thank you for tuning in to this episode of Farm Chatter, the official podcast of Five Feline Farm. We hope you enjoyed our show. To find out more about our farm products, check out our online store at fivefelinefarm.com/mercantile. For even more Five Feline Farm goodness, follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and our blog at fivefelinefarm.com. Until next time.